Back now with Day to Day, soccer's governing body wants to level the international playing field by lowering where the game is played in high-altitude countries. The organization known as FIFA says no more matches at an altitude of 2,500 meters, that's 8,200 feet, because it's so hard on the players that it's actually inhumane. Well, not according to teams in Bolivia and Ecuador and Peru and Colombia, the Andean countries. Today, in Bolivia's capital of La Paz, nearly 12,000 feet above sea level, politicians from the unhappy countries are meeting to try to undo this new ban from FIFA. We're joined by Alexi Lalas. He's a former World Cup star for the U.S. He's now president and general manager of soccer's Los Angeles Galaxy. Alexi, you used to play international games in Quito, Ecuador. That's 9,200 feet. What do you think about this? That would be inhumane kind of ruling.
You know, FIFA does some interesting things, and at times it makes you scratch your head. They had to have foreseen this type of reaction from some of the countries and some of the cities where it is above the legal limit now. And I've played at these places. Is it difficult? Of course. Anytime you go to altitude, it's an adjustment if you're not living there. But we always looked at it as, you know, this is part of their country, it's part of the culture, and we prepared for it. And at times we won, at times we didn't. It was certainly an advantage, but no more so than having to go to Mexico City, where not only is their altitude not quite to the level of FIFA, but there's incredible smog. And so, you know, I'm scratching my head at this one.
I read a comment from one of the Andean countries saying, you know, it's hot down in Brazil and it's humid down in those lowlands there. And, you know, if we want to talk about banning games, let's ban them where it's hot and humid.
Exactly. I mean, there's a million different things. I mean, you could, you know, ban it in places in the United States because of the crime rate or something. You know, there's a million different things that could get absurd. And some of the countries that are affected by it are smaller countries and therefore don't have a big a voice and certainly don't wield the power that a country like Brazil does in terms of international football. And it's a very political situation, and I don't think that this is the end of this decision.
Well, I was going to ask, what do you think is going to happen? Will the ban be overturned, or where are they going with this?
You know, I think that they will go back and examine this, and people will scream and yell, and unfortunately, a lot of these teams are going to be put at a disadvantage, and they shouldn't be, because once again, it has nothing to do with the game or the competition. It's just FIFA sitting over in Switzerland saying, let's make this rule and let's make some people's lives miserable.
Alexi Lalas used to play for the U.S. soccer team and in Major League Soccer. He's now president of the L.A. Galaxy, speaking with us now on the ban on international soccer games above 8,200 feet. Alexi, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.